Steve DeBaker owns and operates Trout Springs Winery, which is about 20 miles south of Green Bay.
You can see this is all of our barrel fermentation right here. And all the barrels are filled up with wine.
DeBaker shows off an impressive array of wine waiting to happen inside what used to be a horse barn, but the real stars of Trout Springs are out in his five-acre vineyard.
Well, we have French-American hybrids growing here. You know, you can see the main cordon coming up out of the ground. And of course,
DeBaker's been growing grapes since 1995. After trial and error, he began bottling in 2005, then decided it was time to pursue an American Viticultural Area, or AVA, designation for his own winery and 15 others that operate in the large chunk of Wisconsin known as the Niagara Escarpment. Beginning today, the region of almost 4,000 square miles can be called the Wisconsin Ledge, but winemakers may only use that name if at least 85% of the grapes used in a bottle were grown in the designated area.
And obviously the new designation Wisconsin Ledge puts us on the same level as Napa Valley, Sonoma Valley, Finger Lakes. I mean, you recognize those names as areas where grapes are grown, and so we hope to establish the same thing for Northeast Wisconsin.
DeBaker says the AVA is not intended by the federal government to indicate the quality of a region's wine. Instead, it's based solely on unique geology.
The dolomite soil and rock, bedrock, karst feature that's in the soil right now provides a lot of minerals, and the water is very important too. So the grapes take on that essence, and so you get that flavor specific to that area, which makes that grape, you know, important to that region and the wine important to that region.
So you feel that you have a unique product, and that's why you deserve this AVA designation.
Absolutely, and so do the feds.
The designation was approved by the Federal Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. It only covers grape wines, so it can't be used on the well-known cherry and other fruit wines grown and made in Door County. The Wisconsin Ledge runs roughly from Dodge and Fond du Lac counties in the south up along the eastern edge of Lake Winnebago into Door County. Washington Island, however, is excluded. Still, supporters say the AVA can be a marketing and tourism boon. Eric Fowle runs the Niagara Escarpment Resource Network, which helped in the application process. He says the Wisconsin Ledge can become a wine corridor for tourists.
This is really something that is derived from the landscape and the unique qualities of landscape, which further kind of promotes and sends the message that we want to see, which is stewardship of some of the lands along the escarpment. And in my opinion, you can look at it simply as, well, the ability to grow grapes well might change someone's mind on building subdivisions, so you can grow grapes instead.
Only one other AVA, Lake Wisconsin, is fully contained in the state. It's located in the South Central region. Wisconsin Ledge winemakers are planning a public kickoff celebration in August. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.